Anthony Dyer, thank you to be with us today.
Thank you for speaking to me.
You are the Group Finance Director of Novacyt. You are talking here with, at Biomed with investor. What about the last month for Novacyt?
Towards the end of 2016, we've seen some good growth in the business. We've started to expand our Chinese and Asia Pacific sales for the Novacyt business, and also for Primer Design, we've taken on the strategic alliance with Cepheid, which looks very promising for the Latin America region, starting with Brazil.
Your activity is about infectious disease, cancer, the diagnosis of cancer. How are you developing your products?
Okay, that differs around the group. With NovaPrep, the ways to develop that product are to automate the process further, so add more to the instrumentation to enable larger laboratories to get productivity gains, and also to expand into further areas of cancer, so that with the NovaPrep instrument and vial, it's clear to us that we're not constrained by cervical cancer as a therapeutic area. So that's something that we'll look at in the future. Primer Design, also there, we have a catalogue of over 450 tests which are currently research use only. And one of the ways that we can get synergies from that acquisition is to use our regulatory experience to get clinical approval for some of those products. So we're currently working on our first six tests and developing those into clinical tests, and creating a very different market for that business.
Mm-hmm. Are you investing a lot again in R&D?
Yeah, we're doing R&D across the whole business. So the automation would be an example of NovaPrep. We're always expanding the catalogue in Primer Design of tests that they have, but also trying to take tests, find synergies within the group. So take tests from one part of the group and see if Primer Design can put that onto their platform. And even in the UK business, looking to expand our offering, make some extra products available, but also bring our margin, improve our margin by bringing certain products in house.
In 2017, what will be your priority? Organic growth or new acquisition?
Yeah. So the priority is organic growth first and foremost. We are looking to invest quite heavily in Primer Design to get clinical product to market. We're hoping to see further benefits from the investments already made in NovaPrep. But having said that, if we see opportunities for strategic acquisitions which are accretive from day one and which support our regulatory requirements or give access to good sales channels, then that's something we'll also consider as part of our strategy.
What can you say about the balance sheet of Novacyt?
The balance sheet, we finished the year with 2.9 million euros of cash. We have debt or bonds on the balance sheet totaling it above 5 million, as we've taken on debt to further the working capital of the business and the acquisition of Primer Design during the last year. So we'll see a net debt position rather than a net cash position. That's partly done though to improve dilution for existing shareholders.
Mm-hmm. You see the 2000 and, uh, 2017 like a good year for you?
Yeah, we go into 2017 very positive. We finished 2016 with a strong 4 months and are really, really hopeful of carrying that forward and growing further. And having improved our cost base also during 2016, we're looking very positively on the coming year.
Thank you, Anthony Dyer, to have been with us today.
Thanks very much.